Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday, as we do every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Time to talk some Blue Raider football as they head down to El Paso to take on UTEP. We say hello to the head coach, Derek Mason, who is on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Chase Big Joe. Just sitting here, sitting down on the basketball sideline in the Murphy Center. Man, talking to two of my favorite guys. What's happening?
We're all good, Coach. Coach, I want to bring up the tragedy that happened Tuesday on campus with a student that took their own lives. You have 100 young men under you that you love on all the time. How do you deal when you talk to them with this? Do you make sure that you know that you love them, that there are resources available? Because I know as an alum, Chase and I are both alums of Middle Tennessee, you know, and we think the world of you. Right. In our university, but it's tough. It's got to be tough, especially where you are with all the young men under you.
Well, it's always difficult, right? I mean, I'm a coach, but I'm a parent, right? And I've been a parent almost as long as I've been a coach. And the thing that I understand is that I always believed that my children were going to come home. And the unfortunate, you know, thing is that a parent knows now that their child won't come home, and that was hard. That was hard for a couple of our guys that were there. Hard for our football team, hard for this university, because we actually lost one of our own. And in that, I mean, it's more than grief, right? It's this idea that, you know, we see somebody and then that chair is empty. Or you don't have the opportunity to say, you know, hello to that person. So, like, for me, I took time yesterday and school was off. I mean, we took a lot of time at the beginning of our meetings and at the end of practice, I mean, just to stop, pray, talk to these guys about, you know, the privilege of having each other and just making sure that we tell each other what we need to tell each other face-to-face every day. Don't miss an opportunity to love on each other.
Yeah, and not only that, and I know, Coach, you've done this for a while, and I know, you know, you're hard on your guys because you want them to be better and all that stuff, but sometimes you recognize, right? I mean, somebody's not there mentally, and I would think you would say, hey, you know, let's talk. And you, as I said, Coach, you're half a coach and you're half a psychologist.
Well, yeah, I mean, my door's open every day. I've been around coaches that have closed door policies and you know, I never wanted that, right? Because I do believe that if they walk by your office, something's going on, right? You know, because generally they come up to say hello, but most of the time when they're coming through, they've got something on their mind. They just don't know how to approach. So I'm always looking. My eyes are always up. And I tell coaches, believe me. Okay, talk to your guys every day, because if you talk to them every day, if you really take a look at them, you can see the signs. You can see the signs of just sort of being distant or you know, I mean, anxiety or stress. And you know what? Take the time. Ask the question. You know, don't miss the opportunity to ask the question. And it does make a difference. I've had players tell us that it makes a difference. And that has nothing to do with football. That has everything to do with making sure that you love on, man, I mean, a parent's child, and you make sure that you can do whatever you can to make the experience exactly like what it needs to be, because you would want that for your child.
Coach Derek Mason is with us, and well said, Coach, because I know it's more than just being their football coach. I mean, you're there for a reason. They're there for a reason. Right. You know, you go on business trips, those things, but – you know, I've seen you interact with your players, and obviously us getting to know you over the years. I mean, it's bigger than that. And I think that's the cool part about what you do on a daily basis.
Man, it is the cool part, fellas. I mean, it's a privilege to be a coach. It's a privilege to stand in front of, you know, man, young men and women, you know, athletic trainers, coaches, players. And it's something that I've wanted to do my whole life. I've been fortunate to do it, most of it. And I just know and understand that, you know, every day is going to look different. So, you know, I don't come in with a preconceived idea of what it's going to be. I just try to make sure I can fill up the space, you know, like with this staff, you know, with our student athletes, for the hurdles, highs, lows, and the mountaintops, because there's some of each in every day. So you just got to make sure, man, that you try your best to make sure that their journey is the right one.
Amen to that. Now that you have done this Conference USA midweek schedule, you had three games, two of them on the road. Now you finally get back to a Saturday. You know, your first experience with that as a head coach of the Blue Raiders, what'd you kind of learn from that, of the weird schedule?
You know, I learned that the schedule, it can be tough. It can be challenging. You know, really, you have to, like, coming out of it, you get a pretty good idea of, you know, truly how hard it is, you know, whether you got a couple of days extra or been a short week. It's just the days get off. I mean, you lose track of the days. You know, we tried to make sure that our guys were comforted in the idea of what schedule would look like. We sort of set the schedule, you know, as a normal week, even on a short week. But even when you do all these things, just times, days, it's different. But I tell you what, we'll be better going through it a year from now. Having gone through it, just, you know, what we did right, things we can do better. You're always assessing things that you can do better. So for us, it was a well-traveled journey. We were 1-2 in the process, and we hope to be better the next time we go through it.
Amen to that. MTHU football coach Derek Mason's with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. And, Coach, this might be an odd question, but what did you take away from Kennesaw State beating Liberty? Because you had beaten Kennesaw State the week before. Is that a message like, always be prepared because you never know?
You know what? you took the words right out of my mouth. I talked to these guys about, you know, every day just being a push, every week an opportunity for us to sort of try to move our needle, right? And here's what I saw from Kennesaw. Kennesaw battled us. Yeah, we won 14-5, but I felt like that football team just battled and kept battling. And you know what? Kudos to their head coach, man. I thought he did a wonderful job from, you know, that week to the next, just getting his team to show up and play. The important thing is when you're trying to, you know, go somewhere, when you're trying to knock down the wall, okay, you never know when it's going to come, so you just got to keep pushing. And so to hear that post-game, it was incredible. It didn't shock me because I know how hard they played. I mean, it shocked everybody else because, you know, Liberty was supposed to be that team. But we all know it's any given Tuesday, Thursday,
right,
Wednesday, Saturday in Conference USA. And, you know, I mean, kudos to Kennesaw State because they did what nobody else had done this year when nobody thought they could do it.
Oh, I absolutely love it. All right, so what's the message this week? You go out to UTEP. There's still a lot to play for. You got a chance to get to bowl if you win these last four games out. What's the message this week as you head west to take on Texas El Paso, Coach?
You know, look, we've got a chance to just go 1-0 this week. Okay, man, I can't see past, you know, like this week. You know, we started the week without Holden, and saw him move around today, you know, which was great. Still don't know if he's going to play. But the reality is everybody else that's on the practice field, hey, man, let's take the opportunity to get better. And these guys went at it today. I mean, I thought it was going to come out, be, you know, like a little, you know, one of these practices where, man, you got to work them through it. But no, we got on the sleds, and we sort of got after each other a little bit, put full pads on the day, and it was just a good day. So, again, we're just trying to stack days. We know that we have to go on the road. Okay, pack some defense on the road. Play good offensively, and hopefully we can have something game-changing happen in special teams because that group's been working towards it.
Coach Derek Mason is with us. Now, you said you were sitting there at the Murphy Center. Are you going to hoop it up a little bit?
You know what? I'm going tonight to watch our women play. And, you know, when Coach Enzo in that group, you know, hits the court, you know, they're always fun to watch. Here, you know, on this campus, we all support one another. I mean, I'm getting ready to go see Coach Enzo in a minute, stop in that office, you know, wish him good luck like he always wishes me. And I think, you know, I saw Coach McDevitt yesterday. So, look, we're all tight around here. Our offices are about 25 feet from each other. So we just want to support and make sure, man, that, you know, man, Blue Raider Nation sort of feels the love.
Yeah, Coach Enzo, he's a treasure. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt. No doubt.
Coach, best of luck this week at UTEP. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Let's go, Blue.
Absolutely. Coach Derek Mason joining us here on the Chasing Big Joe show, as he does every Wednesday. And really, I mean, look, you know, we've talked to him for a long time, obviously, when he was at Vanderbilt. And everything that, you know, he says there, talking about being a parent and, you know, being there for these guys is true. I mean, that's just the kind of person he is. He's a good man. And you know, I know that you mentioned us being alums at MTSU. I mean,
Dr. Crane.
I mean, how many times did, you know, they were building the library, I guess, when you were there, or maybe, but, you know, going in that library, like, I know exactly where that is.
Yep.
So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, it was tough. It's been a weird week.
It has. You know, and my coach in junior college had a closed door policy. Great guy, great coach.
Sure.
Didn't care, you know, and I get to Samford, you know, and I had my faults with Terry Bowden, but come talk. I mean, I had a lot of talks with him. And Derek Mason saying, I have an open door policy. You come see me anytime for anything. And when a player knows that, I mean, you run through a wall for that guy. And so it's difficult. And I'm telling you right now, Chase, in the playbook for Derek Mason, dealing with a suicide on campus is not in there.
No, it's not in there.
And so that's why we talk. That's why we talk about it. It's why we want you guys to talk about it. That's why we bring it up all the time. That's why it's very important to us. That's why we spread the message and let you know that we love you. It's not something we just talk about. We really mean it from our heart. So, again, we'll at the end of the show, we'll do it. But if you are struggling, telling you, talk to somebody. It helps.
Yeah. And, look, I can tell you right now of the, you know, the cool factor of the things that we get to do and the people we get to meet. And, you know, somebody asked me one time, like, you know, of all the people in your phone, who could you call right now? And they'd answer, Derek Mason's one of them.
Yeah.
And like, that's just the kind of person.
Right. You know? And other things ask me is, like, I get asked, who's the coolest? Who's the coolest person you meet? And I'm like, the listeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By far. The listeners. I mean, you guys make this go and make it run, and that's the reason we're here. So it's not hyperbole. We don't throw it out there. We truly, truly mean it. You want to bring up something that happened last night, which I found hilarious.
I do, but I want to get to something else next because there's a little news about a really big college football game that got my attention. A change is coming. We'll tell you about it.
Coming
up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.